In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the fifth Sunday of Lent is known as Passion Sunday, and it is the custom of the Western Church to veil the crosses and images of the saints from today until the Gloria of the Easter Vigil. The origins of this custom go back to the 9th century in Germany, when at the beginning of Lent, a large cloth called the Hungertuch, or hunger cloth, hid the altar entirely from the faithful during Lent and was not removed until Holy Wednesday, when the words, "The veil of the temple was rent in two," were read during the Gospel of the Passion. Some authors say that there was a practical reason for this practice, since the often illiterate faithful needed a way to know that it was Lent. Others, however, maintain that it was a remnant of the ancient practice of public penance, in which penitents were ritually expelled from the church at the beginning of Lent. After the ritual of public penance fell into disuse, but the entire congregation symbolically entered into the altar of penitence by receiving ashes on Ash Wednesday, it was no longer possible to expel them from the church. Rather, the altar or the Holy of Holies was shielded from view until they were reconciled to God at Easter. For similar motives, later on in the Middle Ages, the images of crosses and saints were also covered from the start of Lent. The rule of limiting this veiling to Passiontide came later and does not appear until the publication of the Bishop's Ceremonial in the 17th century. Whatever the historical background, there are profound spiritual reasons for this practice. The French Benedictine abbot, Prosper Garinger, notes that in former times, the Gospel of St. John was read in which Christ hides himself from the rage of the Jewish authorities. So symbolically, he is now hidden from the world in preparation for the mysteries of the Passion. The presentiment of that awful hour of our Savior's Passion leads the church to veil the image of Jesus. The cross is hidden from the eyes of the faithful, and the statues of the saints too are covered. For it is but just that if the glory of the Master be eclipsed, the servant should not appear. The interpreters of the liturgy tell us that this ceremony of veiling the crucifix during Passiontide expresses the humiliation to which our Savior subjected himself, of hiding himself when the Jews threatened to stone him, as is related in the Gospel of St. John. They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Dom Garinger continues and directs us to acts of devotion for the cross. Twice during the course of the year, that is, on the Feast of the Finding and the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, this sacred wood will be offered to us that we may honor it as the trophy of Jesus' victory. But now it speaks to us of his sufferings and brings with it no other idea but that of his humiliation. Considering that in the season of our Lord's Passion, all the strength of our devotion should be directed to the cross of Christ, we may be surprised that images of the cross are to be covered in these days. However, when we recognize that we now venerate the cross not so much as an emblem of victory, as in the triumph of the cross, but as an instrument of humiliation and suffering, we will soon understand the spiritual realities which are conveyed through the covering of the crosses. In his Passion, our Savior's divinity was almost totally eclipsed, so great was his suffering. Likewise, even his humanity was obscured, so much so that he could say through his prophet, I am a worm and no man. His face and his whole body were so disfigured by the blows and scourges that Jesus was scarcely recognizable. Thus, the wounds he endured hid both his divinity and his humanity. For this reason, we veil the crosses in these final days of Lent, hiding our Savior under the sad purple cloth. On another interpretation, It may be possible that the church covers the images of the cross during these days for the same reason that she refrains from offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass on Good Friday. Namely, in this time in which we enter mystically into the historical realities of Jesus' final days, it is not fitting to have the image, sign, or sacrament of the cross presented to the faithful. Indeed, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that the figure ceases on the advent of the reality. But this sacrament, that is the Eucharist, is a figure and a representation of our Lord's Passion. And therefore, on this day on which our Lord's Passion is recalled, as it was really accomplished, the sacrament is not consecrated. In a similar way, it is fitting that, as the liturgical year recalls the events leading up to the crucifixion, the Church should hide the effigies of the cross from the vision of her faithful. As we enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and prepare ourselves for the solemnities of Palm Sunday and Holy Week, may our hearts be filled with sorrow for our Lord's sufferings and be filled with gratitude for his great love for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.